Good morning. I'm John Sliggers. The Democratic Party candidate for Congress in Iowa's 4th District says he's running for office to promote justice. Ryan Melton of Nevada spoke Friday at a party event in Orange City. His concern is that too many young people are leaving this area.
We need to do a much better job as advocates, public officials, legislators and candidates of creating a compelling vision that keeps our best and brightest here. And over again, we have our representation in Des Moines and D.C. making decisions that create yet another disincentive, another reason why our young people are leaving. And in turn, that's driving away a lot of our parents and our grandparents.
Melton says public school funding, eminent domain for carbon capture pipelines, and gun safety are unifying forces around justice issues. Also speaking at the event was former Admiral Michael Franken, who's running for the U.S. Senate. Franken, who's a Sioux County native, saw this as a homecoming.
You know, it's such an emotional win for me to come back to Northwest Iowa. My heart's always been here. I've always, my family members are all born and raised and buried here, as I will be. I love it with the my bottom of my heart, and it really was the springboard for my life.
Melton, Franken, and State Auditor Rob Sand were among several candidates speaking at an event Friday at Northwestern College. It was sponsored by the Democratic parties of 5 counties, including Plymouth, Sioux and O'Brien, and campus Democrats at Northwestern. Iowa Republicans have about a 4.5% statewide voter registration edge over Democrats, with 6 weeks remaining in the 2022 campaign. For years, the largest voting bloc in Iowa were independents, but they've now dropped back to third. Jeff Link, a consultant who's worked with several Democratic candidates in Iowa, says having independents shrink from being the largest to the smallest bloc of voters in Iowa shows that things are more polarized than ever. Republican Party Chair Jeff Kaufman intends for the GOP to keep its foot on the pedal and to seek out new voters because the state has had a long history of having swing state tendencies. A state association recently honored the co-founders of a Northwest Iowa financial corporation. Brothers Neil and Dwight Conover, natives of Holstein, were presented with the James A. Leach Leadership Award from the Iowa Bankers Association. The two co-founded what is now Northwest Financial Corporation, a firm that spread their Northwest banks to 23 communities in Northwest Iowa, including Lamar's. The company this year was also recognized as a 2022 top workplace in the USA. A man from Bronson, Iowa, who kidnapped his ex-girlfriend, has been sentenced to more than 10 years in federal prison. 21-year-old Zachary Smith pled guilty to the kidnapping charge in March. Prosecutors say Smith violated a protection order when he hid in the back seat of his ex-girlfriend's car in June of 2021 and waited for her to come out of her South Sioux City home. She and a juvenile female drove to a nearby school with Smith hidden in the back seat. After the juvenile got out of the car, Smith sprang out, threatened his ex-girlfriend with a BB gun, drugged her with homemade chloroform, and kidnapped her. He took her to a home in rural Woodbury County. She later escaped and flagged down a passing motorist, her aunt, who was in the area looking for her. A Washington, D.C. jury has found a Des Moines man guilty on 7 criminal charges related to his role in the rioting inside the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of last year. Doug Jensen was among the first to be arrested after the attack and said during an FBI interview that he wanted to be a poster boy for that day's events. Jensen was seen in widely broadcast and shared videos confronting a U.S. Capitol policeman on steps near the U.S. Senate floor. The prosecutor told jurors Jensen didn't just lead the mob that day, he weaponized it. Evidence during the trial showed Jensen was the 10th person to enter the Capitol. He's likely to be sentenced in December. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sliggers.